G'day, this is Paddy Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Tuesday, the 30th of November. Oh, what a big day, Robert.
Oh, I think it's going to get back to Crouchy that you've called him the fat controller.
Mickey D called
Oh, don't Adam try and walk away from it now.
Mickey D called Adam Crouch the fat controller after we opened the lift at Narara yesterday.
I'll write an affidavit for you, Mickey D.
As well as that, oh, by listening to this podcast, you could win this 85-inch TV worth about $8,500.
How good is that?
From EFTM.
I'm joining. I'm joining right now because we qualify as well.
We do. EFTM.com.au. Travel along. We're going to talk to that. And the Australian Reptile Park as well, Rob. Well done.
Congratulations to them. Business of the year.
Yeah, that's coming up on our podcast for Tuesday, the 30th of November. This is really good news, Rob. Australian Reptile Park has won the 2021 Business of the Year at the New South Wales Business Awards on Friday night. Bloody great news, isn't it?
That is top darts.
Yeah, and from the Australian Reptile Park, zookeeper Dan joins us this morning. G'day, Dan.
Dan.
Good morning, guys. Hope you're well.
Mate, dangerously wonderful. Congratulations to you and all the staff at the Australian Reptile Park, Daniel.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Well deserved. Full credit to the park. They do work. We all work pretty hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And every animal gets a vote. If you count all the little animals, that's a lot of votes.
Yeah, there's a lot of people voting for us. A lot of spiders. Put their legs up.
Mate, I love the way Dan milks me.
Dan, spiders only. Dan, and with this humidity, be very careful because the funnel webs would love this weather, wouldn't they?
Oh, stop it.
Oh, definitely. It's hot. Well, actually, it hasn't been that hot, but I mean, it's rainy, and that's typically when male funnel webs start to move around. So, yeah, they'll be on the move, no doubt.
Oh, stop it.
Rob, who's arachnophobic, is scratching himself all over. Nah. Mate, and has it been busy with your with the milking of the spiders in it? Mate, because it's ongoing, isn't it?
Yeah, it never stops. So in terms of visitation, it's probably been a little bit. We've been hampered by the rain, to be honest. So let's hope for some nice sunny days and we can get heaps of people coming through the doors. That would be great.
Yeah.
And mate, you don't see a bigger smile on a kid's face when they're walking through that place. My kids absolutely love going to the reptile park.
No, it is a fun, honestly, it's a great place to spend the day. Lots of fun. Obviously quite interactive as well. You have the opportunity to get up close to things. And that's probably why we did so well at these awards, because it's such a unique place and it's definitely a must over the Christmas holidays. I reckon I'll be there every day, as always, so make sure you come say hello.
That's right, Christmas holidays coming up. And I said earlier on before, with your Dine and Discover vouchers, which more are going to be added in onto your phone, and then you've got to use it till June 22, Australian Reptile Park, they accept those.
Yeah, they do, and it's really easy. I think you just, I don't know, I haven't actually used my own, but you just scan their little app thing and off you go. Save a little bit of cash too on your visit.
Of course.
Thanks to the government for that, helping us out a little bit. Lovely.
Yeah. And mate, so and good. You won also the Excellence in Business Award.
Yeah, they did. So it's the second time they've actually won this award. And obviously a lot of credit goes to our amazing management team in terms of, you know, they're the ones who set the standard and we just kind of follow from that. So it's nice recognition for the whole team. Like we've got a small team really, but I mean, one that works extremely hard, especially like I don't even know in my department, all my guys, they just never stop working. They truly love the park and also to being able to show off our wildlife to visitors and like you guys when you come.
Yeah.
Well, when you love your job, mate, you never work a day in your life, they say.
No, it's true. It's true. Don't get me wrong. I'd love some more sleepings at some point in my life, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Mate, well, the Australian Reptile Park taking out the 2021 Business of the Year at the New South Wales Business Award. Well done to all the crew there. And please go up, if you haven't been to the park for a while, go and visit all the team. Or if you've got your Dine and Discover vouchers, because you can use your Discover vouchers to get into the park and use your Dine ones at the cafe. So it's a win-win, Dan.
Yes, I'm sure that'll get people over the line. Good weather, and we'll see you all soon.
All right. Zookeeper Dan from the Australian Reptile Park. Well done, mate.
See you, guys. Good talking
Cheers,
to you.
Cheers, Dan.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Emmy.
Hi, Rob Palmer.
Now, with the last day of November, we're doing something Christmassy, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. So producer Xander has pulled rank, and he's changed the game.
All right.
And now we're doing like a Spicks and Specks type thing where we're just like, I'm going to do it in the tune of a Christmas. He's making me sing, basically.
But you're a good bloody
No, I'm not happy about it. I'm actually really nervous about it.
Oh, don't get nervous.
Don't worry.
We've got to identify what the rock song is.
Yep.
Still the same rules.
You got to pick the song and the artist.
Pick the song and artist. You're going to sing a rock song by a famous musician in the tune of a Christmas carol.
Okay. All right. Here we go. This will be good.
This might give Paddy a chance. He may just change the rules so that he might win something.
Look, we'll see.
Here we go. This is song number one.
All right. In the tune of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Now the king told the boogeyman, you have to let that ragger drop. The oil down the desert way has been shaken to the top. He drove his Cadillac. He went cruising down the ville. The Muzzin was standing on the radiator grill. The Sharif don't like it. Rocking the Casbah.
What is it?
Did I get it?
What is it, Rob?
5 seconds.
Rock the Casbah.
Yeah, but who sings it? Time's up.
Rock the Casbah.
Your time's up, mate.
Rock the Casbah.
Is it my choice?
Yeah. Okay. Can you dive in with the artist?
What's the band?
Rock the Casbah, The Clash.
Do they get half a point each for that?
Hang on.
No.
Half a point each. Paddy's just looked it up. He's just looked that up on his phone.
You spanker.
You have just gone rock the Casbah. And it's a clash.
Mate, you're...
All right, guys. This isn't very Christmassy, okay?
Oh, sorry.
Okay, sorry, you're right.
Christmas spirit.
Sorry for idiot.
All right. This one's Jingle Bells.
Okay.
All right.
Question song two.
I spy your humble home. I see the tea towels fly. In a blinding flash, I see the years go by. Memories twisted around somebody's finger. Behind me now. Oh, but I still remember. Do you see what I see? Do you see what I see?
Rob said it.
Yes,
I did not. I said, do you see what I see?
By who?
You two.
Oh no, Rob. Do you know who sings? Do you see what I see?
Yes. The Hunters and Collectors.
Oh, okay, half a point each. Neck and neck. I was really hoping that we wouldn't get to the third one.
All right, okay, the third
one. I love your singing.
It's going to make me bloody sing Mariah Carey.
All right, okay, here we go. Song three, we've got to be quick.
Oh, gosh. Now I'm falling asleep and she's calling a cab while he's having a smoke.
Patty, that is The Killers. And somebody told me. It's The Killers and...
What's the song called?
Bow.
Yes, it is.
Rob Palmer, do you know it?
Well, I've given the name of the band, The Killers. Okay, yeah. What is the song, Palmer?
Yeah.
He's searching it now. Palmer, time's up. What is it?
I can't. What is it?
Mr. Brightside. You were so close. I think, Paddy, you might have won that by half a point.
Only because he cheated.
You stop saying that I cheat every time because I bloody know a song. Emmy, look. Emmy, I apologise for my mate today. I really do for his
behaviour. Emmy, I'd like to thank you for your performance because those carols, I love the carols. Well done.
Oh, look, that is hard to do. We got through it.
I think you two are just missing each other.
I think we are.
Can we do Christmas headlines again next week?
Oh,
rock carols.
Yes, go on, Emmy.
Go on, Emmy. Go on. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, only if there's no more Mariah Carey. That's my one stipulation.
All right. Thanks, Emmy Mac.
Cheers, guys.
But what a day it was yesterday, Robert. What a bloody day it was.
Yeah.
You missed it. I know you missed it.
I feel so bad. You know what? I feel like I should have been there to support you in your grab for some sort of, I don't know, officialdom? Is that a word?
Yeah, that'll do. Look, it was a big deal. Like, if you live in Narara, nothing happens in Narara. We got the model train station. We got Paddy Clifton Oval. We got the bottle shop there, so nothing happens.
That opens every day.
Oh, that opens every day. The boys there,
and the lift.
The lift now, it's officially open. The new lift at Narara Station, $15.5 million, mate. Yeah. Narara Station.
It was officially opened a while back, wasn't it?
Oh, it didn't matter.
This is the unofficial opening.
Because
they didn't have ribbon.
No, well, they did yesterday. And yeah. Anyway, I was there with the state member for Terrigal, sure Adam Craig. Yes, they did have a ribbon. I cut the bloody thing. And
was there catering there? Was there like a food truck?
No, nothing. Nothing. There was no one there and there was no bloody catering.
Hot air balloon?
Nothing. No marching band, nothing.
No.
All right, but that didn't deter
flyover?
Me. No, there was no flyover from the F1s. No, there wasn't anything like that. There was no fireworks when they...
Warnervale Airport surely knew that this was going on.
I know. They didn't take part. Anyway, well, they've got a new Coke machine now, so that's why they're excited.
Do they? Oh, probably... They were busy trimming the trees. Into the runway.
So the planes don't hit them. But that's another story. But look, I did, and I've got to thank the girls at GMS Costumes who weren't open yesterday and on the way there and who were closed Monday. I had no bloody idea.
Thank them for being closed. Shut. That was your fault.
And then as I rang you, I was you know, a bit upset and you said, you've got to wear something. So I went home and found this red sort of blanket and put it on. And that was my cloak. But anyway, look, getting into the story here
red
was
blanket.
And that's what it was. You said to me, you've got to make sure you wear something. And I wear that in the crown.
I didn't think you'd actually do that.
Well,
it looked like you were lost.
And the state member for Terrigal, Adam Crouch, was
give a sign on the back saying have you seen this man?
he was really impressed.
I gotta say I'm really impressed with your regalia. Mate, the outfit is spectacular.
Yeah. I think it's only worthy of such an upstanding person, citizen of this great area of Narara. 2250 respect.
Look, absolutely. Look, and having the unofficial mayor here with me, it's very humbling. I mean, I've done some amazing openings, you know, the Terrigal Boardwalk with the Premier, but look, that pales into insignificance compared to doing this with you today.
And then, Robert, it came to the
official... How much did you pay him to say...
Shut up. Then came to the official opening. And what I received before the official opening of the lift at the Narara Valley Station, right then?
Well, look, it's fantastic to be here today with the unofficial mayor of Narara. We don't have a plaque on the station, but I've taken the liberty of providing you with a personalised plaque. Yeah. It says to commemorate the official opening of Narara Station upgrades, Monday the 29th of November 2021, to Mr. Paddy Gerard, the unofficial mayor of Narara.
Thank you.
Presented by me, Adam Crouch MP, Parliamentary Secretary of the Central Coast, Government Whip and Member for Terrigal. So, Paddy, you can't glue this to the side of the station, okay?
Sure.
You do have to keep it at home take it into work.
Yep.
But, mate, congratulations. Yep. Here is your plaque.
Thank you.
Marking the official, unofficial opening.
I am not worthy.
You are worthy.
I am not worthy.
No, you are plaque worthy. You are plaque worthy.
Okay. It's an honour to officially today, and thank you to everyone who turned up to officially open or unofficially open Narara Station.
Please. Have you got the plaque with you?
No, I left it at home.
Oh, come on.
I left it at
Where
home.
Where is it?
At home. And
do you mean to tell me that our taxpayers' dollars were used to buy a plaque and engraved? How many dollars a letter is it to engrave? That sounded like a lot of letters.
But I'm going to stick it on the lift, on the door of the lift one of these days. But look, the only person who turned up was Red. No one turned up. No one. INBN was there.
Who was that screaming in the background?
Oh, that was just...
Did you put that in post?
Yes, yes. Anyway, Red was there, the only person who rocked up. Red, you worked on the Narara lift, correct? How long did this take you?
About 9 months.
Was this uplifting?
Extremely uplifting. I'm still uplifted as I stand here next to you.
Big crowd.
Huge.
You don't have to laugh. You're the only one here.
Oh, dear.
Look, we've got to have some applause later on. So can you pretend, like, clap?
I'll give a clap.
Oh, no. A bit faster. Oh. Brilliant. Good on you. Thanks, Red.
Thank you.
How much did Red charge you to get down there?
Oh, I said I'd give him a free beer on Wednesday at the Tallies because he drinks there sometimes.
Uplifting. I liked his gag, uplifting.
That was my gag, mate.
Oh.
Oh, jeez, I tell you what. Oh, stop, press. We've got an extra addition to the news bulletin with a Channel 7 News theme. Emmy Mack.
Hi, Emmy.
Good morning.
Better get straight to it.
The Central Coast is abuzz following the historic opening of the new lift at Narara train station. The King of Narara and unofficial Mayor of Narara, Paddy Gerard, attended an unofficial royal ceremony on the Newcastle-bound platform. Locals have described King Paddy as not only iconic, but also inspirational. Oh. King Paddy heroically cut the ribbon with local MP Adam Crouch and received an official plaque to commemorate the grand opening. Several residents spent the afternoon riding up and down the lift, and graciously thanked King Paddy for all of his hard work at the grand opening.
Oh, please.
I had nothing to do with that story.
Oh, I'm going
to
be sick.
Put the news update.
Emmy, good God.
You know, when it's she's a news reporter and covers the big stories on the Central Coast, well done, Emmy.
Let's just hope that a news piece comes to you soon, Emmy, that you can redeem yourself with. You know the term, chew the fat, actually comes from olden days where people used to hang bacon in front of the fire. They'd hang it there to show people their wealth. Right, and so you'd have your pig hanging by the fire, and that would show people, yeah, you got money this week, so you've got your pig there. And people would actually cut fat off the pig and sit around and chew the fat while they spoke to each other.
When?
That's what would happen.
When?
Back in the old 1500s.
When did I ask?
Back in the 1500s.
No, that's good. A little bit of trivia. Trevi Long, I'm sure he was most impressed with
that. He loves chewing the fat.
Trevi Long from EFTM.com.au. G'day, Trev.
But he was the first one to hang up the pig, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Back then.
That's right. Farmer Gerard.
Yeah. Now, listen, Trevi, what about this? The federal government putting social media companies on notice. Is it time to expose the trolls?
It is, and I think this is long overdue, and I think we'll find ourselves as world-leading here. I think other jurisdictions around the world will come on board with this, because what they're saying is, you know, you can't be anonymous and do illegal things. You can be anonymous on the internet, no dramas. Like, do whatever you want, say whatever you want, as long as it's within the law. But if you're breaking the law, you have to be held to account. And if the social media companies can't identify the person before the courts, then they're responsible. The social media company is responsible. So it puts a real onus on them to ensure they know who everyone is, and it takes a responsibility away from content creators. So the example I'll give you is whether it's Triple M, whether it's EFTM, or whether it's a Central Coast small business. If you've got a Facebook page, and someone comes on your page and defames someone in the comments, you're responsible. You're responsible because they said it in your comments. But it should be Facebook that's responsible because they enabled the platform for that to happen. So that's what the government's saying. I support it. I think it'll be great. And hopefully it pushes through Parliament in the intended way. And hopefully it forces some changes upon social media.
With the volume of traffic, Trev, like that's a massive undertaking to monitor everything that is posted on Facebook.
Well, it is for a small business or an organisation to monitor all the comments. But for Facebook, they don't have to monitor what's being said. No. They just need to know that they can identify the people that are saying it. So we're not saying Facebook needs to stop people saying something. We're just saying if they say it, then Facebook, Twitter, whoever, should be through a normal process and a legal process, should be required to provide the name and phone number of that person.
Yeah.
And so that's all we're saying.
That's awesome. I want to ask you a question. The ABC has come under a fire over a tweet by veteran broadcaster likening the deputy PM to a pumpkin, right? So Liberal Senator Sarah Henderson.
My mum called me a pumpkin half my life.
Exactly. Now you got a bum for one. Table the tweet by senior broadcaster Philip Adams during a grilling of ABC boss David Anderson at the Senate estimates hearing on Monday night. Now, the tweet posted on November 25 says, Barnaby Joyce has the head of a Halloween pumpkin wherein the candle of intelligence barely flickers. Now, is that classy? I think that's funny.
Listen, it is poetic. Problem. That's funny. That's hardly defamatory. The problem is the ABC is held to a higher account. And I mean, look, some people believe that to be the way and believe that to be true. But there is a line that needs to be drawn between, you know, actual defamation, saying someone committed a crime do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just general.
Like how many people call Paddy a halfwit? I mean, plenty.
Doesn't
right? All the time.
Exactly.
But it's not defamation because it's almost true.
We get to a point where we can't call Paddy a halfwit, right?
Thank you, Trev.
Let me be clear, though. If Paddy said to us, in all seriousness, that I don't like being called that, then we would hopefully stop that. And if we continued it, then maybe he'd have a right to that, okay? So this is the problem is we need to be able to have these conversations where if someone online says to me anonymously, oh, I think you're a fat bloke who doesn't know anything about tech, I can say, well, that's not very nice.
Mm.
Can you drop off? But if he goes a step further and says something, you know, that I did or, you know, accuses me of something that I didn't do legally, then I should be able the right to call a lawyer and say, mate, Send the bank to this bloke.
Yeah, this is the guy that said it. We can identify him. There he is. Go for it. Yeah. Mate, I love that.
But Trev, we are having trouble with Facebook and Google trying to get them to pay some to tax. How are we going to get them to be accountable for what is on their Facebook page or on Google or whatever?
It's not accountable.
I'm sure they'll find a way around it. But they're being required under legislation to have a registered entity in Australia that can be held accountable under the law. That's the main thing here.
All right. And what
that's
about
cool.
this?
Hey, guess what? Christmas has come early.
Claus, Trevor.
EFTM and LG TV, this thing's worth over $8,000 and you're giving it away.
I don't want to, you know, disparage your $100 voucher, but I do have an $8,399 television to give away next week. I'm going to make sure this thing's delivered by Christmas, and I hope it's someone on the Central Coast. It'd be awesome. It's literally a free TV for you. 86 inches. That's enormous. Like, I don't know if you've ever stood next to an 86-inch TV. It's ridiculous. It's bigger than the TV I've got in my lounge room, so I'm quite jealous. But all you got to do is download the EFTM app from the App Store and enter online. So, yeah, an 86-inch, $8,399 TV from LG QNED to give away before Christmas.
From EFTM.com.au. Do people who know you, are they allowed to enter?
Here's how I run these things. Look, you know, it's very simple. If my wife, my son and my daughter can't win. Right. You know what? Everyone, it's a random entry draw. Paddy, I've known you for years, mate. I'd love you to win. Seriously. It'd be awesome.
Hey. Oh, that's
so,
it. Hang on.
I got my phone out.
So
now.
Go to EFTM.com.
Get yourself an ID and you can log in and enter and win.
Oh, you little legend.
And an ID. I tell you, you got two new members.
Boom.
Trevy Long from EFTM.com.au and Channel 9, former local bloke as well. Thanks for joining us this morning, mate.
Cheers, boys.
Look, I love when I'm watching the news and they say, Emmy. Breaking news.
Yeah, well, Emmy's just come running into the studio. What have you got?
Good morning, Emmy Mac, again.
Guys, I've got a breaking news update.
Yes, what do you got for us?
Well, here we go. Authorities yesterday set a new record for response time, coming to investigate an alleged disturbance reported by concerned rail commuters. Local residents from around Narara train station have reported seeing a man wrapped in only a red blanket, holding a golden stick and wearing a makeshift crown, terrorising mothers with prams while they attempted to access the station's new lifts. Onlookers described a wild man running around with scissors and yelling, quote, "It's not open yet, Crouchy's coming." Rather than confront the man, passengers wisely gave him a wide berth. Eventually, the man, identified later as Triple M's Paddy Gerard, was subdued and redirected away from curious onlookers by Terrigal MP Adam Crouch, only after being allowed to ride inside the lift and cut a piece of string that he had tied to the handrail adjacent to the lift entry.
Thank you, Emmy Mac. I believe that my jealous workmate has been writing these fake news stories for you, forcing you to come in here.
The access you have to the Central Coast, to the pulse of the Central Coast, Emmy, is uncanny.
Look, we're just aiming for the most comprehensive coverage of this story that we possibly can.
I'm glad you've opened our eyes to the realities of yesterday. You know what, Paddy?
I know.
For friends of Triple M and family to bulk up the numbers, download the Listener app.
We're talking LISTNR.
Yep. And if you favourite breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer.
You are legends.
Well, yeah, that's very good of you. And you can listen anytime you like.